Hi, and welcome to the Best Boss Podcast with Diane Scott. And today I'm here with Aaron Banowski. He is a managing director at Alvarez & Marcel and a great colleague of mine who really, the conversations that we had helped us to this journey of researching, rethinking, and redefining leadership. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks, Diane. So happy to be here with you.
Great. Do you remember the early conversations? Like, do you remember what prompted us to start this journey to rethinking leadership?
Yeah, I do. You know, you in your work as an executive coach and me in my work as a strategy consultant, I think we just started seeing patterns of individuals that we saw, these tremendous leaders, leaders that were just doing phenomenal things, seeing above and beyond impact in their organizations, but simultaneously had this tremendous ability to influence their people. And when we spoke to individuals who had worked for these individuals, they almost came out of their shoes describing what it was like to work for them, describing it as challenging and innovative, and it pushed them and made them better. And we started seeing this pattern over and over again. And we just started talking and thinking, wow, is this a thing? Was this an isolated incident? Or do we see this pervasively among different leaders?
And as we were talking about, they would always call it the best boss they ever had. Those exact words. And that was interesting for us. It was fascinating because there wasn't many of them. You know, we found a lot of people who had a lot of great outcomes, but people who had a huge impact on these leaders' lives, there was something a little bit different.
It was. I think you're right. This was a rare person in an individual's life. Many times an individual would say, I had one person that stood out among all the rest of the people that I worked for, and that person was my best boss. And now it didn't happen with everyone. Some people said, I never had a best boss. But when they did, you knew it. And it was very clear.
And like, as we saw, their faces lit up. And we kept thinking, well, gosh, there's best bosses everywhere. And then we discovered it's actually a rare occurrence. When we were discussing what makes the qualities of a best boss, we knew that we needed to do some research. And some, you know, you with your PhD in progress, me with a background in research, really wanted to actually quantify this qualitative information in our hypothesis. Tell me about what that was like for you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When you think about my background in strategy and management consulting, and then I spent as a chief strategy officer myself in the C-suite, I've been focused in much of my career on the outcome side of the equation. What do leaders need to do to be strategically better or to deliver on whatever strategic aspirations or objectives their organization has? And you and your career have really worked on the people on the leadership side. And I thought it was a great combo because we both saw this from each side. Mm-hmm. I saw individuals who just had these tremendous results, just off the charts kind of results. And when I would talk to their people, they would get really excited about having worked for this individual. Now, they would sometimes not say that it was an easy journey. A lot of times they would say it was a challenging, but a very fulfilling kind of an experience to be with this person. But when they were done working with them and seeing what they had either built or delivered together, there was this kind of this tremendous respect and tremendous, you know, emotional tie to that individual because of what had happened on that team.
Yeah, and it all came back to how their best bosses focused primarily on the people and bringing out the best in their people or seeing something that the people themselves didn't even see.
That's right. You know, in kind of the classic, I began my career at the Boston Consulting Group. And if you think about the classic kind of 2x2 matrix, where you've got one axis that's the outcomes and one axis is the people aspect of it. These individuals are in that top box. They get tremendous outcomes and have this amazing focus on people. But you know, you can get into that top box one of two ways. You can try to get outcomes and then decide what you want to do with your people, or you can actually focus on the people to drive to the outcomes. And these best bosses seem to consistently focus on how do you unleash the innovation, the talent, the drive of the people that work for them, so that those individuals can really deliver on everything that that team was trying to accomplish. That's what made them unique.
And like by focusing on people first, outcomes and even greater outcomes seem to happen, not only just for the leader themselves, but even that impact that they had on a particular leader, it seemed like it was so much more multiplied because they started doing it with their teams and their teams and their future leadership, almost generational. And so we had this theory that the best bosses have great outcomes because they focus on people first.
They do. And I think it's, you know, you can say, well, doesn't everybody know that? Doesn't everybody know to do that? Actually, it's rare. I think we said that it's actually not an easy thing. Look, all of us have been in situations where you're in, because of the leaders we work with, these very large companies, very high situations, there's no question that results have to be delivered, right? No question that your sales or your finances or whatever you're focusing on has to be delivered. And we've observed that it's just so easy to get that as your focus versus remain true to the say, my focus is on the people that actually will unleash this, right? Will achieve this for me. And because of that, we see that as being a very rare trait, especially when there's pressure and when there's stress and when there's issues that have to be resolved.
Yeah, focus on your people. The impact will be greater. Even the legacy will be better, and the outcomes can be greater as well. It's pretty fascinating. And I think what also is fascinating for me is how rare these leaders seem to be. Nobody talked also, very few people said they were the easiest boss. Actually, I can't recall any of them. But I do remember I'm working with a company whose leader I'm going to have on the podcast in upcoming segments. And whenever he would ask me how his people were doing, who I was coaching with, and I started talking about programs or priorities or matrices, I remember one time he stopped me and said, Diane, I don't care about that. I want to know how they are doing. And it started the journey for me to almost, and the conversations with you and I, to rethink, like, what does a boss do that is so impactful on other people? Sometimes I talk to people about really noticing what other people value.
Yeah.
In the best boss scenario, they will always say they value me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting about it, as you can see behind me in my library here, I've spent probably 25 years studying different aspects of leadership, strategy, et cetera. And there's a tremendous body of literature out there of individuals who have studied the leader themselves, right? Mm-hmm. That have studied exactly what are the traits of that. I think what will be unique about our research is we're gathering the data as people are responding to your website and we start to gather the data on this. We're focused on the individual who's impacted by that leader and having our focus saying, what did that person do that was so unique? And talk to the people who were led by that leader. And that would be the basis of our research versus on the leaders themselves, because certainly we're going to learn a lot. I think we'll see trends that will validate some of our initial thoughts that we've already had. It'll be very unique to hear the stories and see that through the eyes of the person who is led by these individuals.
So this is a great journey for us to research, start to rethink, but really importantly, impact and redefine the people who want to be the best boss for their individuals and organizations. Thank you, Aaron, for the conversation. I invite you all to go to dianescottinc.com to submit your story. You can either put your name in it or not, or put your boss's name in it or not. Doesn't matter. What we're after is really putting this through a process of kind of coming up with the actual attributes and posting it and recording it and disseminating this information for the rest of the world to see. So thank you, Aaron, for your time.
No, you're welcome. Glad to be here. I'm excited to see what comes of this.
I know, me too. Great talking with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to Diane Scott Presents The Best Boss. Research, rethink, and redefine your leadership. We're continuing our journey through the intricacies of leadership, exploring the qualities that make a boss remarkable. Before we part ways, we invite you to continue the conversation with us. Visit dianescottinc.com to find more resources and episodes and share your best boss story. Until next time, keep rethinking and redefining what leadership means to you.